All right, so let's dive into this.
Okay.
You know, this idea, it sounds like something out of a movie.
Right.
What if the US military
Yeah.
is suddenly deployed,
Yeah.
not overseas this time, but like
Yeah.
right here in the US,
Yeah.
rounding up and deporting millions
Huh.
of undocumented immigrants?
Yeah, that's a
This is something that President-elect Trump has said
President-elect Trump
he wants to do.
is planning to do.
Yeah.
And the thing that's really striking is the scale of this plan.
Yeah.
Trump reposted this True We
Right.
it on Truth Social.
Yeah.
It was a post by Tom Fitton, who runs Judicial Watch,
Uh-huh.
and it really kind of lays out the scale of what we're talking about.
Right.
Potentially impacting 20 million families.
20 million.
Yeah, that's 11 million undocumented immigrants
Right.
plus their
And
families.
it's not just the scale,
Yeah.
it's the cost.
Yeah, the cost to American taxpayers.
This is not going to be cheap
You're telling me.
to do this.
The American Immigration Council has
Yeah.
looked into this and they're saying
Yeah.
mass deportations would be billions of dollars
Billion.
annually. Yeah.
Wow.
Billions of dollars every year.
Every year.
Think about just the logistics of this thing.
Yeah.
Transportation, detention facilities, the
Yeah.
personnel.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And then there's also the ripple effects on the economy.
Exactly.
Manuel Cunha Jr.,
Yes.
president of the Nisei Farmers League.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about the impact on agriculture.
Right.
He said if they get rid of his workforce,
Yeah.
the country would stop.
He said the food system would just stop moving.
Wow.
And he's not exaggerating.
Right.
I mean, undocumented immigrants are a huge part of our economy,
Yeah.
especially agriculture.
Uh-huh.
Removing them would be massive
It would be a huge
for
problem.
food production, processing, distribution.
Yeah.
Think about the ripple effects,
Yeah.
food prices going up,
Right.
shortages at the grocery store,
Oh, God.
restaurants, the whole industry.
Yeah, the whole food service industry would be
You're
impacted.
like pulling a Jenga block out from the bottom.
Exactly.
You just don't know what's going to happen.
It's a house of cards.
And what about the military? What
Yeah.
would their role be?
Oh, it seems like a huge change from what they normally do. We're
Yeah.
talking about soldiers rounding up, detaining civilians
Wow.
right here on American soil.
This would be a major shift
Yeah.
in how the military relates to the people.
Yeah, a big shift.
Trump has even said
Yeah.
that he wants to bring troops back from
I
overseas
know.
to do
To
this.
carry out these deportations,
Yeah.
which really makes you think about priorities and resources.
Yeah, like where is our focus as a
Exactly.
country?
Yeah, what are we focused on?
So this plan, it's not just about immigration.
No, it's much bigger than that.
It's the economy, it's
The
logistics.
whole fabric of American society.
And we haven't even talked about the legal side of it.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other can of worms.
Immigration advocates are already lawyering up,
Oh, I bet.
saying that mass deportations would violate basic rights.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking back at what happened with the travel ban,
Yeah.
which got blocked by the courts.
Right.
But Trump's team, they seem pretty confident that
Oh.
they can write these executive orders
Huh.
in a way that will actually hold up in court. They're
Interesting.
saying they're going to avoid the mistakes they made
I
before
would.
Politico has been reporting on this.
Okay, so we've got this potential court battle, this plan that's going to cost a ton of money,
Yeah.
huge logistical issues, and then the military being asked to do something that a lot of people are going to be really uncomfortable with.
This is a situation
Yeah.
with no easy answers.
That's for sure.
And it could have a lot of unintended consequences.
It really could.
Yeah.
A lot of potential for things to go wrong. We've also got to think about like the human cost, the psychological and social costs of all this.
Right.
Imagine the fear and
All
uncertainty
right.
in immigrant communities,
Yeah.
families living with this constant threat of being
Oh
separated,
gosh,
and the
yeah.
kids.
Yeah.
How is this going to affect them?
Right. Their well-being.
Yeah.
This is really troubling.
It
I mean,
is.
think about the military.
Yeah.
What's this going to do to their relationship with the
Desegregate.
American people?
Yeah.
If soldiers are the ones enforcing this policy,
Right.
how will people trust them?
It's going to erode that trust.
Yeah.
The military is supposed to protect us.
Right. At home and abroad. But if
Exactly.
they're the ones rounding people up,
Yeah.
deporting them,
People are going to be afraid of them,
right?
resentful,
Yeah.
and it's going to cause more division
Oh, absolutely.
in our country.
We're already so polarized, and
Exactly.
this would just make it worse.
And what about recruitment
Yeah.
for the military?
Would people even want to serve?
Yeah, who's going to want to sign up?
If they're seen as being used against their own fellow citizens.
It could really hurt morale, too.
Yeah.
Within the military.
And then there's the potential for things to go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know, abuse.
Misconduct.
Yeah.
When you have an operation this big, with soldiers operating in civilian areas, things can happen.
It's a slippery slope.
It is.
And this could really damage our democracy.
It undermines civilian control of the military.
Right.
And that's really dangerous for our democracy.
Yeah. It's like we're in uncharted territory.
We are.
This could completely change the relationship.
That's exactly right.
Between the government, the military, and the American people.
This isn't just about immigration anymore.
Yeah.
This is about power.
Yeah. The balance of power.
The rule of law.
Right.
What does it even mean to be an American?
We've talked about the money.
Yeah.
The cost, logistics, social unrest, the impact on the military.
Trust in our institutions.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty picture.
It's not.
We need a better way to deal with immigration.
We need real solutions.
Yeah.
That don't resort to these drastic measures.
That don't cause so much harm.
We need to talk about this as a nation.
We do.
What kind of society do we want?
Exactly.
One that's compassionate, fair, and respects human dignity.
That's what we should be striving for.
This feels big, you know?
Yeah.
Like we're at a crossroads.
We are.
This plan from Trump, it's not just about immigration.
Oh, it's so much bigger.
It's about our economy, our military.
Like our values.
Yeah, what does it even mean to be American? What does this all mean to the average person?
Well, think about the economic side.
Right, we talked about that.
Yeah, rising prices, shortages. Businesses hurting.
But what about
like the social side of things?
Yeah. What happens to those communities where undocumented immigrants live?
What happens when those people are gone?
Yeah.
Businesses might close.
Right.
Schools might lose students.
Yeah.
Those areas could really suffer.
And social services.
Oh, yeah.
If families are split up.
Yeah.
Kids taken from their parents.
There's going to be a huge need for support.
Counseling, legal aid.
Exactly.
Are we ready for that? Do we have the resources?
Yeah, the infrastructure.
The compassion, even.
Do we have the will to deal with the human cost?
These are serious questions.
They are.
And we need to be asking them now.
Now before it's too late.
This isn't about politics anymore.
No.
This is about people's lives.
Their families, their dreams.
What kind of country do we want?
That's the question, isn't it?
Do you want a country where the military rounds up civilians?
Where families are torn apart, where the economy thrives at the expense of human dignity.
These are the stakes.
This is the conversation we need to be having.
It starts with us.
Being informed.
Or engaged.
And willing to speak up.
Against these policies.
That go against our values.
Silence is complicity.
It is.
So as you go about your day.
Yeah.
Think about this.
We've heard.
The potential cost of mass deportations.
The financial cost?
The human cost.
The social cost.
The cost to our conscience.
And ask yourself,
what kind of America
do you want to live in?